Franklin County has a new elections chief. Antone White takes the position of director of the county's Board of Elections in the wake of an election that went smoothly despite President Trump's false allegations of widespread fraud. Antone White joins us this morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Even though there's no evidence of widespread fraud, what long-lasting damage do you think President Trump has done in eroding trust in our elections?
We know, and what's been proven, is that there's relatively little to no voter fraud in our election process. And so while it's difficult for me here in Franklin County to really control that message, I can really only control what happens here, and that's how we communicate and how we operate. So there will be, I think, some damage to the perception of elections, but how we execute here in Franklin County will be key to overcoming that.
Are you more concerned now?
Yes, I think I'm more concerned that any time when you have this heightened level of false information out there, that does concern me. But again, what we do here in Franklin County will be important to overcoming some of those false perceptions.
There were a few minor blips in Franklin County in the past election, like workers having to use paper poll books on election day because of software issues. How do you think things went overall?
Overall, I think it went well. We did have that challenge with the paper poll books. But again, that's a part of our process. The paper poll books are our backup to our electronic poll books. So while it was unfortunate what happened with the errors, the uploading errors to our electronic poll book, we were able to pretty smoothly transition into the paper poll book, which we were able to utilize and make part of our record.
What is your first priority and why?
My first priority will be to work with our board leadership and our staff to really just assess how we did in 2020 and determine a plan of action for continuous improvement. Really, it's about planning, executing, and evaluating. And how we can function in those three areas will determine how well we are able to administer elections here. I think it's going back and evaluating, looking at all the positives of 2020 and the negatives of 2020, and then determine how do we make improvements.
A record number of people voted absentee and used curbside voting this fall. What changes will the county make to make those forms of voting more accessible in the future?
I think our absentee process ran as well as it could. We'll continue to follow the laws of the Ohio Revised Code and the laws of the state of Ohio, the directives of the Ohio Secretary of State. And again, we'll evaluate. We'll look at any of the challenges that we had, and we'll make a plan to improve.
Do you support expanding the number of ballot drop boxes per county?
I do. I do. Especially for a county the size of Franklin. I think to be limited to one drop box for this entire county, it's just not enough, obviously. We saw that during the election. Down here at the Board of Elections, we created a process, drive-up, drop-off process for people to drop off their ballots, but there's a lot of traffic congestion. There was a lot of obstacles to that we tried to overcome and mitigate. But yes, I do support more ballot drop boxes.
Does the Board of Elections need to provide more public information about election dates, in-person voting times and locations, as well as where ballot drop boxes are?
I will tell you that community outreach and education is one of my big priorities, and how we communicate, how we educate the public, how we use all our tools at our disposal to ensure that that voters have the right information is very critical.
Well, thanks again. I've been talking with the new director of the Franklin County Board of Elections, Antone White. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.